During their work session on Monday, November the 2nd, the Pocahontas County Board of Education, or BOE, discussed several important issues. The board could not take formal actions regarding these issues since this was not a regular meeting, but rather a work session. Mr. Beam informed the board that Greenbank Elementary Middle School has begun a 14-day virus quarantine, which places all students in virtual education until the quarantine is lifted. He said that the school was closed because two individuals at the school have tested positive for COVID-19. The board will consider letting the basketball teams play this season while following the WVSSAC's COVID-19 safety guidelines, as well as their own additional safety guidelines. Board President Hollingsworth summarizes the board's local guidelines.
So bus first, if we can't get a bus driver, then the parents will be driving to away games. Two tickets per player and cheerleader for both teams. If the school gets closed, the basketball shuts down. Temperature checks for everyone upon entry. Concessions only if they're following the same guidelines that were set for football. Media is limited to 2 people per team, and essential workers like the ambulance and the police are encouraged.
The state guidelines are included at the end of the story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. The board also discussed their Slavin property in Greenbank. Hollingsworth said that she understands that someone at the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation, or GVEDC, has been pressuring the county commission to pressure the board to give that property to the GVEDC so that they can sell it to Jacob Meck without holding an auction, which the board would be required to do if it sells the land. Listen as Hollingsworth, Superintendent Beam, and board member Sam Gibson explain how they feel about this.
And I think one of the reasons they want it back is so they can make sure that Jacob Meck gets it.
Here's the other part of this. I'm not sure if we even agreed to do that, knowing that they had a particular individual picked out, that wouldn't be an ethics violation on the county board.
I think it absolutely could be.
While also agreeing that the board should not give the property away to the GVEDC, board member John Burns favors the board selling it themselves via public auction.
So my feeling is that we need to get it in the hands of somebody that's going to have to pay taxes on it. But the county needs every penny they can possibly get.
That's a good point.
And the Board of Education can use that cash.
The board discussed getting the property surveyed, appraised, and possibly selling it at auction. The board also held discussions on the 2020-2030 CEFP, with discussions centered on possible future school consolidation or possibly passing a new levy in a couple of years to try and keep all 5 schools open, applying to the SBA for another needs project, and making a decision to install LED lighting at the schools to save utility money. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.